Let me speak to Albin McGuinness from the SDLP. Albin McGuinness, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The call from Sinn Féin is clearly aimed at the SDLP now. They want a pact with you. Eamon Malley says that won't happen. I presume you're going to say the same thing.
Well, I would say that as far as our party is concerned, we're opposed to sectarian headcounts. We're opposed to this sort of pact nonsense. All it means is bolstering up sectarianism in our society. It's anti-democratic in any event. It doesn't allow people's choice. And really, it's a big negative as far as our politics is concerned. It's the victory of one community over another. That's really what it's about. And that has led us nowhere in the past. So how is it going to lead us to somewhere positive in the future? No, I can't see it happening. And I'm sure that there'll be discussions between our parties, but the position will be made very plain to Sinn Féin that we are opposed to sectarian headcounts. It's simply a mirror image of what the unionists are doing, and we don't want anything to do with that.
But looking at the strategy of the unionists and following through from what Eamon Malley's suggesting, we would possibly have a unionist in Fermanagh South Tyrone and a unionist in East Belfast. At the moment, we have Michelle Gildernew in Fermanagh South Tyrone and Alliance Party representative Naomi Long in East Belfast. But you would have straight down the line unionism in Fermanagh South Tyrone if Tom Elliott manages to get in, and straight down the line unionism from the DUP if Gavin Robinson gets in. And they're also taking steps to secure Nigel Dodds, even though people would presume that he will win anyway in that constituency. But there's three. As for Danny Kennedy, it'll take a lot of manoeuvring before Danny Kennedy's the MP for Newry Armagh. But you can see why they believe the strategy is worth considering.
Of course I can see all that, but it's for the wrong reasons. And let me just say, as far as East Belfast is concerned, okay, there'll be one candidate there from the unionist point of view, the DUP man, Gavin Robinson, against Naomi Long. But what happened the last time was that Ulster unionist people decided to vote tactically in favour of the Alliance Party. That may well happen again, and it doesn't really matter. I think ultimately, if people wish to vote tactically, they will do so. And I think Naomi Long still stands a very good chance of retaining that seat for the Alliance Party. And I think that as far as other constituencies are concerned, I can't see very much change, to be honest. As far as Fermanagh South Tyrone is concerned, the situation is we will be putting a candidate up there. We will be supporting that candidate. We will be giving people choice, and it's up to the people ultimately to decide. And that should happen in every constituency. People should be confident of their own party representative presenting their point of view and saying to the people, this is a democratic choice. Frank, look, why don't we just simply abolish elections? If you know, we're going to have all these pacts, let's abolish elections. Let's look at the census results and let's pick people on the basis of the census results. I mean, it's cheaper, it's more efficient, it's less trouble, and it's, equally as undemocratic as what people are doing now.
However, you are a party that believes in a united Ireland, and if you didn't stand in Fermanagh South Tyrone, Michelle Gildernew would have a better chance. She believes in a united Ireland. Could you not come to some arrangement in Fermanagh South Tyrone, and maybe Martin O'Mullier would pull back in South Belfast to guarantee the SDLP candidate in South Belfast a freer run?
Well, I believe that Alistair MacDonald will do well in South Belfast. He can't be guaranteed the seat. He will fight it like everybody else. He's been a good public representative. He's got a good record there. And I think that people will support him. But, again, we go back to the point of choice. People should be given the choice. And people, just because we both support a united Ireland, doesn't mean to say that we're identical political parties. We're not. We have different points of view. For example, at this moment in time, Sinn Féin and the DUP are supporting austerity in Stormont. They're supporting an austerity budget. They're not opposing that. We are opposed to that, and we'll be putting forward our point of view. We also want to be on the floor of Westminster determining the next government in London, so that the policies of that government will, in fact, help and assist the people in Northern Ireland and ease the plight of people who are suffering under austerity. So it is a matter of choice at the end of the day. And just because people are either unionist or nationalist or Republican doesn't mean to say that there are no differences ideologically or otherwise politically between the different political parties, and people should be given a choice and should be able to decide. Otherwise, you're just back to what I've said before. It's a victory of one community over another, and that's not good politics. You see, sectarianism is the cancer that eats at the very heart of our political system, and unless we move away from sectarianism in a very positive fashion, then we'll remain simply a political desert.
You describe it as sectarianism, and a sectarian headcount was a comment used by Eamon Malley in his analysis as well. So you totally reject any suggestion that Catholics would want to vote unionist or for the union?
No, hold on a minute. I mean, there will always be some Catholics who want to vote for unionism. There'll always be some Protestants who will want to vote for nationalism or republicanism. There may be small amounts of people, but people are people, and they're different points of view. I go back to the point I've made that choice is important. If we wanted to develop our democracy, if we want to give people choice, then political parties should be brave enough and courageous enough and non-sectarian enough to stand on their own two feet and present their programmes to people and let the people make their choice. And that's the nature of democracy, and we see that throughout the world. And why not here in Northern Ireland as well? Why should we be any different from Britain or indeed the Republic?
Okay, Albin McGuinness, thanks for your time this morning. Albin McGuinness from the SDLP.